evening, everyone. I'd like to welcome you to the Medina Township Trustees regular meeting. The time is now 7:02. The date is September 29th of 2022. Could I please get a roll call?
Mr. Johnson?
Here.
Mr. Eastwood?
Here.
And Mr. Christopher is absent.
Yep. All right, if we could please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We could just have a moment of silence for our first responders, both those here locally and those that are abroad. All right, I'd like to welcome everybody. Just a little housekeeping that we're trying to do here is please keep our talking to a minimum because we have very good microphones now. We can hear everything, and that makes it hard for our secretaries and stuff to do the minutes when there's chatter. Also, if you do have a cell phone, please silence that. To my left here is Doug Eastwood. Mr. Christopher, who would be to my right, your left, is out not feeling well, so it is just the two of us trustees today. So we're going to just go right through the list of things to do. First thing on our docket is going to be approval of payroll. So I'd like to make a motion to accept our payroll with check date of 09/30/22 for the total amount of $41,429.75 with total deductions, withholdings, and liabilities at $6,706.87. We have 30 additional pages attached by our fiscal officer. So.
Second.
All right. Can I get a roll call?
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
So next on our docket is going to be our site plan. So I would like to, when I go over this, I'd like to introduce the person who is here for this, and if you could just tell us a little bit about what's here. So our first one is going to be,
which one are you after?
We're going to do Medina Spine Center first.
Okay.
So that's you. So you'd like to stand up and introduce yourself to the
sure.
board?
Sure. Yeah, I'm Dr. Jay Jarmus. It's going to be a chiropractic clinic.
All right, and it's going to be up at the... Where they're by the Thirsty Cowboy and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Right next door, yeah.
Yep, that plaza's really been flourishing lately, so mm-hmm. it's good to see the people coming in here, so we welcome you. Any questions?
No, I'm glad to see you there.
Though. Are you setting an appointment?
Yeah.
He's got a list for appointments that he's all looking for tonight.
So I'd like to make a motion to accept the recommendation of our Zoning Commission to approve the change of use for Medina Spine Center to be located at 2747 Medina Road, Unit 44, as presented.
Second.
All right. Is that the only one for them on
yes,
this one?
That's it for
all right,
just
so,
the use.
All right, cool. Thank you for coming. We appreciate you coming to the township.
Sure.
If you ever need anything, just let us know.
All right, thank you.
Do you want me to check? She has to be approved for you.
Yeah, just mm-hmm. if you could, because
okay.
I'm missing a trust.
Do you want to do a roll call on that?
Okay. Can I get a roll call?
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
All right. There was only that one on that one, right?
Yes.
Right. You'll be getting signs and stuff at a future?
Correct.
All
yep.
Right.
Okay, great.
So just call me when you're ready to get your permit.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. All right. Have a good night. So next is going to be our Park Corporation representatives.
I'm Rick Bertram with Park Corporation. This is just basically going to be general office use. We're the company parent of various corporations and other companies around the country.
So, you're up there behind like Trace Bertilios and all that?
Yes, 3555 Reserve Common.
Yep, so you're right behind there. So again, thank you. Any questions?
No.
All right.
Glad to have you here.
Thank you.
So I'd like to make a motion to accept the recommendation of the Zoning Commission to approve a change of use for the Park Corporation to be located at 3555 5.55, Reserve Common Drives as presented.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
All right, we do have another one. I'd like to make a motion to accept the recommendation of the Zoning Commission to approve the directional sign for Park Corporation to be placed on the building not to exceed 2.67 square feet as presented.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
All right.
And then there's one more for the next page. It was just a motion that Kim wanted me to add.
Okay, so lastly, a motion was made to take a roll.
You accept the motion that it was tabled.
Gotcha. So lastly, a motion was made to table the wall sign requested as presented, as the HOA of Reserve Common Drive does not permit such signage per the bylaws of the organization. So I would make a motion to accept that tabling.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Okay, she'll take care of you. I appreciate you guys coming.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we have a presentation by the health department.
I wouldn't call it a presentation. My name is Colin Johnson, Deputy Health Commissioner with the Medina County Health Department, and also a member of the levy committee. I want to say thank you for allowing me a few moments to talk about the levy that is coming up for renewal on the ballot. Medina County Health Department has been in existence for over 100 years. Keep Medina healthy. That's what we're asking for this next 10 years with this levy. We provide continuous protection of the health of the citizens. The last several years, we've expanded dental and health services throughout the county here and then at our clinic in Wadsworth. We provided car seats and cribs to families in need with children. We've made certain that children with special medical handicap needs have what they need in the service provided through our nurses and our visits at home. The health department is a safety net for our community and critical to keep Medina County healthy. Renewing the existing levy on the November 8th ballot will ensure that the Medina County Health Department can continue to protect health of babies, families, individuals, and the community alike. The commitment of the employees, even during the last couple of years, is unprecedented. They strive to provide quality service to the community members. And what we want to do, we provided over the last several years no-cost vaccination clinics. We provided as much data as possible to public officials, school boards, and businesses alike. We worked with businesses and schools, school superintendents, school boards over the last 2 years at all hours of the evening. We also worked with them to try to, businesses to try to provide them ways that they can stay open and maintain business during a difficult time. This levy represents critical base funding that affects all agency programs, from my environmental health, RIAM, over to our nursing, over to our women's infants and children's program. This is a fixed cost levy. This is probably the most important thing to get out to the constituents that we're working on. It's a fixed cost levy, meaning that collection is at a fixed rate, first approved by the voters. This levy has been on the ballot and in existence since 1992. What that means is renewals maintain that fixed cost rate. So over time, as property values increase, such as this year, and at a big rate, the difference is rolled back so that you never pay more than what was first approved back in 1992 on your taxes. Everyone benefits from having a high quality health department. Medina County Health Department is nationally accredited. We actually got reaccredited. It's basically a accreditation that says what a local health department should provide to a community, and we actually just got reaccredited. We ask for your assistance in telling all your constituents to vote for this levy, and we appreciate your support, and thanks for your time. I'll answer any questions.
I just want to thank you. I got a 94-year-old mother-in-law who benefits from your service. She's a widow, and it's meant a lot to her and your people. Thank you. So,
I appreciate it.
Yeah, and I be honest with you, I haven't had to use too much, but I actually had a friend, I think you guys, he had broke a tooth or something like that. Didn't even hear about it. Like same day appointment to help him out or something like that?
Yeah, they have dental services. That's what I originally came from Cuyahoga County. I was over here for 18 years at the health department over there, and we didn't have a dental service over there, but over here we have dental. Now we have the federally qualified health center that provides, there's a nurse practitioner and a doctor on staff that provides services for somebody that doesn't have a family physician or a regular doctor to provide those services.
Thank you. Well, I appreciate your time, Colin, as always.
Sure, thanks.
So, but yeah, our support and anything we could do to help publicize it or whatever, you know, let me know.
Appreciate it.
All right.
Thanks.
Next on our agenda is going to be approval of our appropriation status. So I will move to adopt resolution number 0929-2022-062 to approve the appropriation status dated 9/29/2022 and incorporate this 14-page document by reference.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Next, I'm going to do our Ohio Department of Public Safety grant resolution. So I will move to adopt resolution number 0929-2022-063 to accept the Ohio Department of Public Safety grant in the amount of $33,896.00 and incorporate this two-page document by reference.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
We'll have to get a
stamp.
Yeah. All right. Purchase orders and trainer requests. You're good? Do not have any purchase orders or trainer requests. Approval of accounts payable. I'd like to make a motion to approve accounts payable dated 9/16 of 2022 going to 9/30 of 2022, starting with electronic check 72-2022 and going down to 76-2022, with physical check 32403 going to physical check 32427 for a total amount of $313,751.50. We'll incorporate this one page as reference.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Make a motion to approve our bank reconciliation for July. Reconciliation date is July 31st of 2022.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Make a motion to approve our revenue status as of 7/31 of 2022 and incorporate these seven pages as reference.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Make a motion to approve our fund status as of 7/31 of 2022 and incorporate this one page as reference.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
All right, on to new business. First thing up is trustee comments. You might as well start. You're talking too much already.
Well, the first thing I'd like to make a comment of is that we were trustees and received a letter this week that a letter of resignation from one of our police department's members. Officer Harvey has turned his letter of resignation in, and I wanted to publicly thank him for his service, his commitment, his integrity, and his leadership. Chief, do you by chance have any words you would like to share?
Oh, most definitely. Officer Harvey accepted a position with the Mountville Police Department, and basically he was told me that he wanted to go there for actually it's going to be suit him a little bit better for his family, and that was one of his main reasons for leaving. And I'm going to miss him, and he was a great officer, and well, we're going to be right next door now, so we'll still be working all together.
I would like to make a motion to accept his letter of resignation.
I'll second that.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Another item of interest was, seems like every January this topic comes up, and so I wanted to address it a little bit early in that in the beginning of January, our township administers health department or health insurance scenarios. And so I talked to our insurance agent, Mark, and asked him for some guidance because along with the health insurance, there's a HSA program that we, for those who take the health insurance, they're eligible for this HSA. And traditionally, we have had it so that our employees would receive that as an annual contribution at the beginning of the year. That's not really normal, according to the insurance company. And so he actually wrote up some language for us, but basically recommended we consider
splitting it up.
While he was a little more aggressive than I think would have been well received, I it's only applicable to the non
contracted,
yeah, the people who are not in a agreement. But I would like to consider splitting it up into a twice a year contribution. It'll be less of a hit for the township up front, and it would, so it'd be a January contribution and a July contribution.
I know we talked about that earlier. I said I was in support of either doing something biannually or quarterly or whatever, but at least doing something where it wasn't all at once.
Yeah. I have no problem waiting until our next meeting and get trustee Christopher's input as well, but that was something that I think, our concern is, do you go quarterly or biannually? And I think twice a year is a good first step.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Anything else?
Just real brief that the ongoing conversation about the Rita Holt Park. I have a meeting October 11th with the Jansen with the Parks District about next steps and getting access, including a parking lot and so forth there. He and I will meet there on the 11th, and hopefully I'll be able to come to the next meeting that following that with some relatively good information. So that's it.
No, I appreciate that, because again, one of the big things I've been looking for is actually be able to have some things for our residents to do that we can call our own, you know, with the park and stuff like that. So any conversation or step forward is a good thing on that. I don't really have anything right now on my head, but we can just move on to the next one, which is a new officer discussion, which okay. kind of parlays right into Officer Harvey. So,
Chief, could you possibly help us out? Yeah, obviously we just had our discussion about accepting a resignation, but that.
Yes, and conducted interviews 2 weeks ago. Okay, Trustee Christopher was in attendance at the interviews. And the interview panel chose Colin McHale McLowery, who's a Medina resident, to replace Officer Harvey. And I would like, before we can send him through any testing, he has to, according to the Ohio Collaborative, he has to have a conditional offer of employment. Okay, doesn't mean, you know, if he fails anything, then it's over, the process is over. Okay, but we have to have that with Ohio Collaborative and extend him an offer of employment before we even send him for any testing.
Do you have any background on him that you can share?
He's lives in Medina, and this will be his first law enforcement position.
Okay.
He's fresh out of the academy. Okay. He was instructed by Lieutenant Zija in the academy and recommended extremely highly. Come from a great background. His family owns numerous businesses in Medina County and also other counties, and I think he'll be a perfect fit for our department. He's excited. We had him do a couple ride-alongs already with the officers, and he's really looking forward to it and very eager to serve the residents of Medina Township.
That's good. Thank you.
You like to make a motion?
Yes, I would like to make a motion to offer Colin.
Colin McHale McLowery.
A conditional opportunity for employment, as stated by Chief Menick.
I can second that.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye. All right. Well, at least we're on top of that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next thing on our list is going to be bank account security discussion. So on that one, we just had a little bit of a scare. We had a meeting with the bank. They talked about their security measures. They talked about how the computer did end up finding that thing, and they also gave us a couple ideas on things that we can do to better protect ourselves. After talking with our fiscal officer, who would basically be the one that would be accountable for all that stuff, she had mentioned that she is not totally interested in the extra security measure of logging in every day and okaying the things, and that if somebody else wanted to take apart that, you know, that could be a further discussion. The other thing that we were talking about on that too is the amount of money that we have in that account. I think one of the better security things would be not to have that much money in there. Maybe keep that at a set balance, and then we can, as that builds up, we can always manually move it to, you know, the savings account and stuff like that. We would have to discuss on what would be a good balance to keep in that account, and if we wanted to push for extra security measures or anything else like that. But the only reason I think that Angela had caught it before the bank is because it was on a weekend. You know, as soon as the computers kicked on everything on a Monday, it was caught. So where do you want to discuss on this?
Well, be appreciative for both Angela and the bank, because it was a fraud scenario. And so there were some withdrawals that were taken, and the bank was fortunate enough, its systems were in place, it took it, it worked. Angela likewise caught it ahead of time. So the bank representatives that were here were pretty clear that if you don't catch it soon, you could lose it. And then it's not a bank problem, it's a us problem and our insurance people. I think that the ceiling that we want to keep in the funds that you mentioned is something we need to have her input on as far as what we need for operating.
Yeah.
But it was discussed that night that that should be split up, so I would like to pursue that conversation.
Yeah.
And the Protection Plus or whatever that was called, if we want to pursue that, given the circumstances that you just shared, we ought to see if there's avenues to pursue that as well.
Right. That one, if you were to take it, that basically what it does is it puts a lot more control into your hands, but you have to be a steward and check it every day. Mm-hmm. And there's a window. I mean, it can start at approximately 6 a.m., but usually is going between 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. And in that time, you would have to approve the transactions or whatnot. I didn't quite get that if you miss something, you know, how much of a liability that would be on your hands, but you know, Angela was under the impression that if you were to miss something, it would put a lot more liability on her or the person who missed it, and of course the township, whereas right now, you know, with insurance and the bank holds most of the, you know, the liability stuff. So it's just kind of like one of those gray areas, plus the fact that, you know, every day but Sunday, it would have to be checked. So those are some of the bad parts of that one.
The representatives that were here seemed like they'd be more than willing to talk, and I think I'd feel comfortable because I had the same thing happen in my company, and we do that now. Mm-hmm. I'd be interested in finding out. There seemed like there were a couple different avenues that you could go. One was less time sensitive than the other. They were both time sensitive, but one, you could blanket all the payables you were making in one effort. The other one's verifying each as they came in. That was the more difficult one, I think, from what I understood them to say. So I'd be curious to find out more about it from their perspective, but I agree they already have systems in place and they worked, and we're better off for it.
Yep.
So,
again, like I said, I'm not opposed to it. They actually even offered to waive the costs of the
credit.
And, you know, again, I would just have to figure things out because it's not a lot of stuff getting direct withdrawals out of there.
Right.
It'd almost be nice if they had some type of program where it'd say, hey, these are the only couple entities that can do it. Anything else is flagged, you know? So they said that there wasn't something like that, you know, but again, if you're only expecting, what was it, 6 to 8 withdrawals?
6 to 8 withdrawals a month.
Yeah, it's just knowing when those are happening and just being a steward of it, so, which, again, Angela's been very good at. So, anything else to add to that? All right, next one was another meeting, our ARPA fund discussion. So that we just had that this Monday.
Yeah.
You want to fill us in a little bit more?
Yeah, and the ARPA fund discussion was based around a guest speaker, Greg Beck. His attorney firm spoke at the OTA, conducted a conference there. And the purpose of him coming was to help educate us on where these ARPA funds could be spent, where they were intended to be spent, and ultimately a condition that the state put out to us or that opens up or removes a lot of restriction. It was a very good meeting, and part of, you know, what he offered was the ability to write opinions, legal opinions, for some of the questionable things. And one of the quick things for us was a concern about reimbursement. When we had purchased body cams for our PD, there was a check of $80-some thousand had to be spent for that earlier in the year. A grant was applied for, but we didn't get it in time to pay for that, those body cams. We received the grant at a later time, body cams were already paid, and there was some concern that what do you do with this grant now? Comment was, do we have to give it back? With Mr. Beck's knowledge, he's like, don't give it back. He goes, you spent the money on body cams. That's what this grant is for. You took the money from this pool of funds, the ARPA funds. He goes, simply make a resolution to reimburse that for the purpose of the grant. It kind of really made a lot of sense. Now, it will help us to have a legal opinion on that so that it'll help the audit later on, because that's, it's all about following the money. It's all about a process. So I think that's going to help us both now and in the future. That's where we're at. We still have a fair amount of funds to spend, but it'll run out. And we want to try to make the best investments for the township for the long run.
You know, it was a good educational thing. Mr. Beck was as good as he was over at OTAs. And again, sometimes when things seem too simple, it's kind of nice that they are. So that's what I kind of took out of that one. So I was happy to have him. Next one on the list was the payroll access discussion. Were we going over that or tabling that? Or I don't know what that was exactly.
I don't think it's anything we can discuss tonight because I got no new information. So
scratch that one off. So moving right on down the line, it says that we have an executive session to discuss employee discipline. So I would like to make a motion to go into executive session with the two trustees to discuss employee discipline.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Mr. Johnson.
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood.
Aye.
The time is now 7:34 and we're in executive session. Time is now 7:44, where the two trustees are returned from an executive session to discuss employee discipline. No decisions were made. Nothing really to talk about yet, so I'm going to just move on to our next executive session. So I'd like to make a motion to go into executive session with the trustees to discuss employment of a public employee.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Johnson.
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood.
Aye.
Time is now 7:45. We're in executive session. Right. Time is now 8:06. We're the two trustees. We're back in executive session to discuss employment of a public employee. So back there, we were actually discussing few things with the township, and we were focused on the zoning board. We have an opening for a full-time member who would be serving to the year of 2026. We also have an opening as an alternate, and we were just kind of discussing what the scenarios would be, when the alternate positions would be up in a couple months, how long the full-time member would be active and stuff like that. So we decided that we are going to move forward. We're going to touch base to make sure, and then we're going to readdress this at our next meeting, which would be next week.
Yes.
So I don't have anything further on that. You got anything else?
There's some other opportunities within the township for some personnel, and we were talking about what those needs are. We're not ready to act on that, but at the meeting next week, we'll be readdressing and circling back on that. I think that's all for the employment.
Yep. So you want to take care of the housekeeping work?
Yeah. Due to the process here we had tonight, we did approve a conditional employment agreement for our PD. Once you have a person that you're going to have as a police officer, you have to equip the individual accordingly. So I do have some purchase order requests I would like to make. I'd like to make a motion to approve a purchase order request for the police department. The vendor is Integrity Verifications. Believe that is a pre-employment drug testing, and the amount is $500.
And the department department is for police, right?
PD.
Yes. I will second that.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
I'd like to make a motion to approve a purchase order request for the police department. The vendor is Western Reserve Psychological. Pre-employment testing for the new hire. And the dollar amount is $1,000.
I'll second that.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
I'd like to make a motion to approve a purchase order request. Department is police. The vendor is Akron Uniforms, the new hire uniforms. The dollar amount is $2,500.
Second that.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
I would like to make a motion to accept a purchase order request. The department is for the police department. Vendor is ProTech Security Sales. It is described for body armor for the new hire. I believe it's $1,500.
So second that.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
I'd like to make a motion to accept a purchase order request for the police department. The vendor is Auto Trim Design of North Ohio LLC. The lettering for the new police vehicles. There's four vehicles included in this purchase order request, and the dollar amount is $1,913.72.
Second that.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
And that concludes my purchase order request.
Purchase order spree there. All right, so at this time, I'd like to make a motion to go into our public comment.
I'll second.
Can I get a roll call?
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Okay, we are now in public comment. Do we have any public comments today?
Sandra Bellick, 2414 Hamlin Road. I just wanted to thank Trustee Doug for delving into the Rita Holt Park. That would be really nice, I think, for our residents. And, you know, I just a comparison, you know, I know Westfield just recently gifted a large tract of land to the Park District, but whoever the owner of the land was clever enough to put into the deed, it has to be open to the public in 2 years. It's just a shame our prior board hadn't thought of that, you know, because I did make a request for all the info on that, and it's kind of a open-ended, never-ending, you know, like, you never have to do anything about that. So I wanted to thank you for doing that. And I just was wondering what your thought processes were for the digital sign on 3 and Fenn. Are you still planning on going forward with that? Because those things are terribly expensive.
We are going to have more discussion about it, but it's not on the radar. Nobody's digging any foundations, and we have a lot of discussing to do with all the proper authorities that you would even commented on. But.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. That's it.
All right.
Jim Billick, same address. Couple of things I wanted to comment on, and it was specific to the whole Westfield situation.
Okay.
Number one, I concur with the direction it seems like you're heading in, and that is to lower that amount to whatever is a more workable number and then put the other somewhere else. Two, Anything, even doing that, anything can probably be hacked at any point in time, but if you have the right people doing it. But a couple other things. Why wouldn't we consider closing that account if we already know somebody has actively tapped it?
The comment is once you start writing a few checks and everything, I mean, they can literally get your routing number and account number within a few months.
In a new one.
And it took us forever to switch over.
Oh, okay.
So it amazes me that it's that simple to get these things. I mean, it just blows my mind.
Okay.
But I guess that's why they have these computers and these algorithms. And, you know, it goes back to the fact of why do we have banks, you know,
sure.
It's to protect our money. So trust in it.
And to that end, the last point, the very top of that meeting, Chuck, you hit the nail right on the head. When you said, you know, we're making 6 to 8 transactions with common vendors every month, and that's it.
That's it.
And you said, why can't we do an exception to that? And then the meeting just continued to evolve, and I never sensed that either of those gentlemen answered that question. And I would be behoove you to push that button again. I find it really hard to believe in this day and age of an entity of that size that we can't give them 8 names, and you put a little button in there that is an exception to that. And so I would encourage you to push that further with them, because I don't believe that's
You would think that would be an easy thing compared
Absolutely.
To all these things that your phones
in this
and your
day and age,
apps do. You know, just have a little filter that only lets the ones through that are supposed to go through.
Absolutely. Instead of putting pressure on you guys or the fiscal officer or whomever to have to try to daily manage things at what seems like a greater risk to us, let's push back on them if we can. That's all I have. Thank you.
I appreciate it. So if there's nobody else that has public comment?
One little thing.
Who are you?
Elaine Ridgely. Would you guys be interested in hosting a food drive?
Absolutely.
For feeding Medina County?
Yeah,
yes.
I was going to say, it's not for you.
No. Ouch. Absolutely.
Okay. I was in contact with a gentleman, his name's Dan. I've been kind of trying to think maybe like for Thanksgiving, depending on how much we get, then maybe instead push it to Christmas. And I think not just us, but the police, the fire, the road department here, make it a community thing. All of us come together. And do something, because I know the police department, the last one we had, and it's been years, they went to Walmart. Walmart let them set up a tent out front, and as people were coming out, they were dropping things off. People were dropping things off here in the foyer.
And who was this for again?
It was Feeding Medina County.
Feeding Medina County, okay.
And it was just something that we got a ton of food.
And where do we keep it at?
Where do we keep it? It was in the foyer.
In your basement.
We kept it in the foyer, but I mean, we could keep it anywhere. Like, we'll find a place for it.
Would they participate in distributing it?
Yes. So what we did was we just filled, I think it was ended up being the fire department. They filled up some SUVs and took it over to them.
Okay. My only fear is with that fire department is mice and stuff like that.
No, we wouldn't keep anything.
Okay, that's what we used in the fire. I want to keep it somewhere where
there's... I just meant if there was, you know, with Larry, if they wanted to get, like,
we
the more
bring
the
us.
Better. Like,
and I think to your point, I think you and I've had these conversations that years ago, the township did more together.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, we've lost that over time. This could be a great way to start bringing it back together with the PD, with the fire department, with the
road
roads and bridges, and
like
the admin.
You know,
I love what you're thinking, and I appreciate that.
Put it out to the community and just, or just people coming to meetings or the board members or, like, if everybody just gave a little bit.
You have to have a dry good to come to one of our
meetings.
They had
to bring a canned good to get into the meeting. How
was
that?
But you know what I mean? I mean, we can somehow,
on our website,
advertise. I don't know, Thanksgiving might be too soon, but like I told the gentleman, I said, maybe see what we got at Thanksgiving.
Well, but you can even do use the terminology as a holiday food drive. That way it's ambiguous between Thanksgiving and Christmas. But,
yeah.
But no, I think that's a great idea. I think our first avenue would be to get that on our Facebook page, the web pages, kind of get a game plan on where we're going to, you know, are we going to have multiple drop-off places or are we going to have one central hub or how that's going to work? But
we did it here and Cilly and I checked like the dates on everything because they have to be good dates on the dry. It's all dry, he said, nothing that has to be refrigerated.
Right.
So he gave me
a list.
Yeah, just a whole list of, and it's so basic. I mean, what you can drop off. But I just thought it would be something for all of us,
mm-hmm.
for the holiday, to give, you know.
Yeah, no problem with it.
I really appreciate your bringing that up, and I'd love to support that.
Okay.
Right.
Just as a comment on that, that's a very good idea. But when we were, and I say we, the Pioneer group that I'm part of, when we try to do a lot of those things around the holidays, we even got turned away from the veterans hospitals because they said everybody in their world wants to do something at Christmas. They said come when it's not a holiday, when the groups aren't there. I mean, we tried to get a date to go in and bring bags of stuff to all the veterans in the hospital over there in 100 and, well, University Circle. And they said all the dates were booked up. They said, why don't you come when there's not a holiday? So we booked a date in, like, I don't know, it was June, I think. And we went and gave the same basic stuff that we were giving away, but we were the only ones that were doing it at that area. So although the holidays is always a good thing, so many of the organizations do it just at the holiday, and the rest of the year, the people are, like, forgotten in a sense.
Well, and that's true. Just being part of Scouts, we do this all the time, and I did talk to a representative on this, and she's like, I wish we could do this and have the amount of food come in on an off time.
Exactly.
But she says what we do is we bank it and take advantage of the holiday spirit, and that's why we get the canned goods and the dry goods that will last a long time, because those are the things that we build up in November,
right.
December, which are feeding people in June and July.
Yeah.
And she, again, she said the same thing. I wish it could be something where we have that off thing, but she says
right.
the level.
People eat all year long, not
right,
just
the level
holidays.
Of giving is, it's more than 2-to-1.
He said, Dan said that they would take food next week. They are in that.
Oh, yes,
of it.
But I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
He said it'd be great.
Well, I would say then, if I don't think we have to make a motion or anything, I'll just put it on Facebook and let the departments know and your department know. And, you know.
Whatever you need from us or me to.
If you want to send out that information to all of us, because again, this
sure.
is the first that we've heard of it, so.
Sure. I mean, even if we wanted to do something in the summer, like. Toss
we
your
can
trash.
Do that.
I mean, we could at
well,
toss your trash.
Yeah,
have
them bring
a,
something.
Something, that, you know.
If you want to toss your trash, you got to give us some of this first.
Well, I mean, it would
not
be something
idea,
there, you
food
know.
Drive.
People would love to give. You know, they're in the car already. They're going to somewhere.
And again, this is right up my alley. I'm community first. I want to read a whole thing is community first. You know, the park, the food drive. This is exactly what. I like to see, so I don't think
especially,
we have to.
Especially when the kids don't get the school free meals. That's where they get into trouble, because at least during the school year, they're fed at least breakfast and lunch, I think, at most schools nowadays. And in the summer, obviously, there's no school, and, you know, food drive then is just as good as, if not better, when everybody's doing it. But
that's what he also mentioned, too. You could do. They call it a kiddos food drive, just for things, just for kids. There's so much. Like
we don't have to do it all in a one
right.
shot. That's the thing is
right.
do
yeah,
something and then
saying.
We can let it grow and.
Yeah.
Right. Thank
right.
you, Elaine.
All right.
You're welcome.
All right, so at this time, there's no further comment from the public. I have a motion to close public comment.
I would second.
Roll call.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
All right, do you have anything else? I do have one thing, just getting into that spirit. Chief, I know that we were talking, it was the police department, about having our kids' night for Halloween with the thing. If you have any, need any help with publicizing that, if you want to get me some information on it, I can do up some artwork. I also told you that I would give some signage or anything, but it'll go quick, and today's the 29th. So just, if you don't want to get the bare basics out there, I can share it on my Facebook page. I can give it to some of my people at the shop. And we
definitely, yeah. Fire Mangel's working on it right now.
All right, if you want to even have her just contact with with me or something like that, because I always like being a part of that, and you know, it's a good opportunity for the police department to get out and do stuff. So that's all. I just want to do a reminder on that. I don't have anything else, so if you don't mind, I'd like to make a motion to adjourn our meeting.
Second.
Can I get a roll call?
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Time is now 8:24. I call the meeting.
Working outside?
I'm not kidding.